This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's future depended on the outcome of battles and key points in the east of the country. He said it's very tough in the east, very painful. We must destroy the enemy's military power, and we shall destroy it, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. The eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut has become the focus of a Russian winter campaign, with both sides saying they have been relentless fighting in and around the small ruined city. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is allowing thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland when Russia invaded a year ago to stay in the United States longer. The move announced Monday provides relief to Ukrainians whose one-year authorization to stay in the U.S. was set to expire soon. At a Navy base in California, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted the leaders of Britain and Australia to announce more progress in their partnership over nuclear-powered submarines, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With two U.S. nuclear-powered attack submarines as a backdrop at Point Loma in San Diego, President Biden says the U.S. plans to sell similar vessels to Australia.
Enhance the stability of the Indo-Pacific amid rapidly shifting global dynamics.
Part of a partnership announced in 2021, aimed as a counterweight to China's military buildup.
Not nuclear arms subs, they're nuclear power.
The three leaders confirmed their commitment to freedom and a rules-based international order. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There's been another outbreak of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
South Korea says North Korea has test-launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. The country's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was made Tuesday morning, but did not offer further details, such as how far the missile flew. A day earlier, North Korea said it had test-fired two cruise missiles from a submarine. The launches came after the U.S. and South Korean militaries began their largest combined field exercises in years on Monday. I'm Norman Hall.
Mozambique and Malawi on Monday were counting the cost of Tropical Storm Freddy, which killed more than 100 people, injured scores, and left a trail of destruction as it ripped again through southern Africa. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
A grim search for victims was underway on Monday in the Malawian city of Blantyre after Tropical Storm Freddy tore through the region for the second time in a month. Freddy is one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere. It could be the longest-lasting tropical cyclone, according to the World Meteorological Organization. It pummeled central Mozambique on Saturday before moving inland towards Malawi with torrential rains that caused landslides.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. 17 migrants rescued after the latest deadly shipwreck in the Mediterranean were brought ashore by the Italian authorities on Monday as Italy faced criticism for its response to the crisis. 30 people were feared drowned after the boat they were traveling in from Libya capsized in bad weather on Sunday, Italy's Coast Guard said. The tragedy follows a February 26th shipwreck near the southern region of Italy in which at least 79 people died. The BBC moved to resolve a crisis Monday that put its neutrality under the microscope and prompted a near mutiny over the suspension of one of its biggest star hosts. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Gary Lineker, a former England soccer captain and now the British broadcaster's highest paid presenter, was reinstated after a weekend of axed sports coverage. At issue was Lineker's tweeted criticism of the UK government's immigration policy, likening the language used by politicians to that of 1930s Germany. His removal from the publicly funded BBC provoked criticism from staff, opposition politicians and commentators. They accused the corporation, which has a mandate to be neutral, of bowing to government pressure. Other sports hosts, pundits, and commentators also refused to work in solidarity with Lineker.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.